Hello, crafty friends. Welcome to Craft Theories, where we talk about the hows, whys, and what the hecks of the paper crafting world. I'm your host, Terry.
And I'm Savannah.
Yay. Hey, we are doing our updated 2025 episode on events, giving you a preview of what's coming up. Last year, the virtual events we attended were like the highlights of our crafting year. And this year, our eyes are open to so many more opportunities. So we spent some time researching all kinds of events that we could attend this year. And this is what we found. Before I get into it, I just wanted to spend a minute just talking about events in general. Yeah, there's so many things that we liked about virtual events. So the technology has evolved. It's made this possible to have connection and teaching and shared experience with people all over the world. It's a fun and exciting facet to the crafting world that's expanding at this moment. There's a lot of things that we truly enjoy about crafting events. And the obvious, hello, is really cute craft supplies and dies and stamp sets and stencils and embossing folders and tools and colors and papers. Like there's so many beautiful things. And then coming together with other crafters and connecting with them, sharing those teaching moments and inspiring each other with alternatives or inspiring stories and just how they get through the event. I love that. One of the other things I really appreciate about these events versus buying, you know, really cute supplies online, which I often do, is buying the planning and the instruction that go with it. So that's done for you. When you start from scratch with new supplies, it takes a lot of brain bandwidth to come up with cute ideas and how to use it and how to really understand those supplies. When you do these events, that step is done for you. And they lay out the prep you need to do, which papers you need to cut. And sometimes I have a hard time cutting into paper if I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. Savannah has no problem with that.
I'm a hack and slasher.
She really is. Like, ooh, let me start cutting. I'm like, ooh, hold a minute. Wait. But when I have a plan, I'm like, this is what we're going to do with it. It makes the prep work a little bit easier. So I really appreciate that. Those are just some of the highlights. We love connecting with the crafting community out there. We love people just like us who do amazing work.
Sharing with people who are also crafters. I think nowadays paper crafting is a little bit more of a unique hobby. So when I find another paper crafter, I'm like, oh my goodness, we're friends. Like, we're instantly friends. So it's so much fun to share that, like, oh, hi, here are all my friends. How's it going? So I love that part.
Yeah. Great people in this community. Nothing but sharing. I love everywhere we go, there's racks, random acts of kindness, and people freely share cards and supplies and ideas and encouragement. So that's the best part of this world is, you know, our fellow crafters. So what we found for events this year, we're super excited. It's kind of funny. As we were doing research for all the events, we ended up signing up for most of them. So we're going to start with the in-person events. There are a handful. So first of all, the one we are planning on attending this year is the Stamp and Scrapbook Expo. This is a company that travels the United States and sets up shop in different convention venues, everywhere from California to, you know, North Carolina, Florida, Texas. They're all over and lots of places in the middle. We are planning on attending the event in Colorado, and it's September 26th. So we hope to see you there. They're going to be all over. So if you go to one of the earlier ones, let us know. What I found out about this event is it's a collection of mostly smaller companies and it's a low entry fee. So I love that. And then each make and take is just a couple dollars and you can pick the ones you want. You can talk with the representatives from the companies and then chat with other people. So super fun, lots of shopping. I've heard bring extra money. So we're super excited to attend this event this year. Maybe we can organize a swap or something if you're going to be there. or at least a meetup or something for dinner. I don't even know. I think it's in like Loveland, Colorado. I've never stopped there, driven through there a few times. It's going to be fun and we'll figure it out.
We'll post more information if we do have a meetup.
Definitely go to one if it's closer to you, then for sure check it out. There was one, you know, within an hour drive of us a couple years ago, but I was literally on my deathbed with COVID. So happy to bounce back and be here. Yay! Yay for being alive. And I'm excited to be able to catch this one this year. So one of the other big in-person events in the United States is Simon Says Create. Last year, they held the event in May. This year, they have not actually announced dates, but I did confirm in an email they are planning on having it. They said all the details will be announced in their blog at Simon Says Create. So if you're interested in attending a really huge event in Ohio, you can follow their blog. The prices are like $50 just to get in if you just want to, you know, go to all the vendors. And if you want to take the classes, which are really cool in-person classes put on by huge industry leaders. She normally has Tim Holtz there and Jennifer McGuire and stuff like that. It's $500. So if you're in or near Ohio or want to travel there, just keep that one on your radar. We don't have the dates yet, but it's always a big to-do. One of the other big in-person events of the year is put on by Scrapbook and Cards Today magazine. They are based out of Canada and they rotate the locations throughout Canada every year. This is also a large event sponsored by many other big companies, and it's really thoughtful. Like Catherine, who runs the magazine, is a very mindful and caring leader in the industry. She really wants to keep her events affordable. This is kind of a new company to us, but we've been really impressed. This year it's in Toronto. I think registration has closed, but she does events throughout the year. So if that's something to follow on Scrapbook and Cards Today magazine, it's actually a free magazine. It's really cool. And this is run by Catherine. She is an amazing person in the industry. So if you're in the area or want to travel to Canada, keep this in mind and you could make it a vacation event. From what our experience with this company, they really under-promise and over-deliver. Like, it's just blown our mind how amazing the products are and the value of the products as well. Keep that in mind. I think they do one later in the year too. It's just good to follow the company and kind of keep your pulse on them. So that event is called Create and Inspire. That's the in-person one. We're going to talk about virtual events. We just did our first virtual crafting event for the year last weekend with Scrapbook and Cards Today. So SCT is what they call themselves. And they did a one day with love event. So it wasn't necessarily Valentine's Day, but super cute events to show people you care. And I was blown away by the cuteness and the quality of the presenters and the products and the value. The class was only $75 and it was well over $150 worth of products. So well worth it. Highly recommend. So what we loved about this one, it was a one-day event. It was all day. It was literally 12 hours of really detailed instructions. Most of the comments I saw, people were able to complete most of the projects during the event. We got a lot done even with five little girls running around at the same time. So really fun. We'll post some of the completed projects from this event on our blog. They were adorable. High cuteness factor, high value factor, high event factor, like just the actual event. Because some of it, like it's the sizzle that was included as well. Yeah, we're selling the sizzle. They had it all. Really great instructors. We had Jennifer McGuire, Megan Andrew, Dana Joy. That was our first time taking class from Dana. She was so fun. And Kathy Zilski. Really fun. A quality event. They have announced three more online events for the year. They have two more one-day events. One's in July. It's Christmas in July. And then they have a Halloween one-day event in September. And the kits on that are only $65. And she keeps the shipping really low. It was $10 from Canada to the United States. It's just spreading crafting joy. I really appreciate that. They are doing one larger virtual event this year. It is Crop and Create Delivered, and that is going to be May 31st and June 1st. So it's a two-day event, and the price on that is only $205. I think there's like 12 classes or I mean, something ridiculous. I'm sure it's not 12, but it's a lot of classes, a lot of value. This is one thing about events is you are oftentimes able to buy supplies at a discount. So even if you are just doing this event to get discounted supplies, you're getting a good value for your money. But there's so much more that comes with it. So we're so impressed with our first event with Scrapbook and Cards today that we actually reached out to Catherine for a comment. So she had a very thoughtful reply. So we want to take a moment and read part of that for you. Her reply, I think, echoes everything we feel about the industry in general and these events. Just another voice out there saying the same thing.
So Catherine said, "Bringing a community of crafters together is truly one of the greatest joys of my life. There is something so special about seeing people from all over come together, united by their shared love of creativity. Watching our attendees immerse themselves in what they love, learning, crafting, and connecting fills my heart with happiness and makes me smile throughout the entire event. What means the most is knowing what we've built is more than just an event. We've created a welcoming, inspiring, and uplifting space where everyone feels like they're in a room full of friends. Whether it's sharing ideas, celebrating each other's creativity, or simply enjoying the company of like-minded people, this community is something truly special, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it."
Wow, that was very well spoken, but exactly how I feel. And I'm grateful for leaders in the industry who don't look at consumers as dollar signs only. And I feel that there are some companies where I'm like, I just have a dollar sign on my face and that's all they see. But this one is not. So I highly recommend any of their events, virtual or in person. Yeah, we will be at more of them. So it's kind of funny when we were looking at research for all these events, I was like, oh, we should do that one. We should do that one. And we did end up signing up for all of them that we found. Just take my money. Yeah. But it is. It's the sizzle too. So it's not just cute supplies. It's the wonderful people and just the experience. Yeah. So we signed up for all of them except Anna Griffin. She just released her dates this week and we actually have two other events that weekend. So we will catch that one next year, hopefully. But in case you're wondering, it is a two-day event, 12 hours of video instruction. The kit is $500, but I think it is heavy in scrapbooking. If you have not checked out Anna Griffin and you're a scrapbooker or a card maker, you should. She's like the Mercedes-Benz of crafting companies. So beautiful, beautiful upscale stuff. It does cost more. It is $500 for the event, but you get the $500 experience. Keep that in mind. So Anna Griffin's Crop and Create is May 2nd to May 4th. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, first weekend of May. Check that one out. The next one on our schedule for virtual events this year is Concord or Ninth's Winter Camp. So that is February 21st, 22nd, 23rd. We are so excited about this. This is their first time holding a camp or an event like their summer camp in the winter. This is like their summer camp. They have like a little event Friday night. They don't really craft, but then classes all day Saturday and Sunday. This one is really fun. Greg is the co-founder of Concord or Ninth, and he is a great host. He's very personable, fun to watch, entertaining. They have online games that we participate in virtually, really cute projects. They do include all the paper needed for one person to complete the camp and detailed instructions. They have a great booklet that goes with it. That was one of the things about the Scrapbook and Cards Today event was the prep work took a little bit of effort to complete. It wasn't straightforward. You could print out the directions and it was a little hard to follow. And they also included white paper and the acetate and specialty paper, but you had to supply all the inks and cardstock out of your own stash. So it would be a little challenging for a beginner, but most of us, I think, have a fairly robust collection of cardstock and ink, so we would be fine. It just took a little bit of work to figure out, okay, well, I don't have Gina K's raspberry color, so I need my own. Which one matches it?
But it is definitely an affordable class. Well, you can buy this class and buy paper without breaking the bank.
So I think that's how they keep the prices low. I'm all for that. Just that's something to be aware of when you're looking at classes. The Concord and Ninth uses their own colors and they limit it to like a set of 8. That way you only have to buy those 8 or match your own. You can do whatever you want. But they do include the paper. Really beautiful colors. I love the cardstock. It's a nice heaviness and beautiful, saturated, thoughtful colors. Really fun. We're looking forward to that. So that's actually coming up like in a minute. And then right after that, we've got an event. Oh my goodness. We have them stacked up. It was kind of fun. We're like, woohoo. No, I can't miss that one. So yay. One of the ones after that is put on actually by scrapbook.com. It's called SBC Fest. And this one is kind of a unique one. The event is actually free to participate in. You sign up online for free. And then each of the like 5 or 6 different classes, they offer a kit, but you don't have to buy it to participate. You can use your own supplies and they're teaching unique techniques and fun ways to use products. So we signed up for it and we bought the kits. And if you want to buy the kits, they're highly discounted. So a great way just to get a discount on products, but then have the bonus of having a really fun event and classes to teach you. So we're super excited. We did sign up for 2 of them. And well, we signed up for the whole event and then we bought the kit for 2 of them. And we'll probably check in and watch throughout the day. That's coming up on March 14th. There's no cutoff to sign up for it either. You may not get the supplies and some of the kits have sold out. They try to restock them. A lot of them do use scrapbook.com products. And even if they're out of stock at the moment, you can watch the classes. And if you love it, you can buy the supplies afterwards. They may not be at a discount after, but you can still participate and learn and like, oh, I only need that stamp set. Fine. You can just buy the stamp set. Really accessible. And the hosts of that are really fun. I think it's Cody and Laura. They do lives every week. They're fun to watch. So higher on the sizzle factor, but also connecting with other people. So we will be there March 14th of 2025. I think they might have another one later in the year as well.
I really like this option for beginners. Let me watch and, oh, I actually love that technique. Let me go ahead and try. So as a beginner, you may only have 1 or 2 products and you're trying to use those to expand your craft. And that way you can pick the class based off of the products that you have. I think it's a really good option for beginners and people who are really exploring the crafting world.
Also a super good value. So I appreciate that as a crafter. I'm very mindful of where my dollars are allocated and I appreciate getting a big bang for my buck. A little different story with the next one, March 7th and 8th of this year, it's Tailored Expressions. I have not had a lot of interaction with this company, but I've read online and a lot of people love their virtual event. They have done in-person events too. I think they're in Des Moines, Iowa. It was a little more expensive. It was like $330, but they only advertise it as $200 worth of product. And so a little bit different. If you're just buying it for the product, it's not a good value. I'm guessing there's a lot of sizzle included, a lot of the wow factor, because a lot of people really like it. So I think they're what I've read is they're heavy on teaching techniques and style. If that's what you're looking for, that might work for you. We will let you know. And then we signed up and we got an email. And this is after paying a good chunk for the class. They're like, and these are all the other supplies you need to buy to complete the class. And it wasn't just ink pads and die cutting machines. It was like, oh, you need these 3 different embossing folders at $10 each, and you really need it to do the class. And I was like, oh, wow. And stamp sets and stencils you need and that weren't included in the kit, but you still needed for some of the classes. So I guess they included all the supplies for the first day of classes. And then the second day, you had to add some of your own. I don't know. But then also some of the classes were pre-cut, so they didn't include the dies, but it was like buying a pre-made paper kit that you just assemble. It would be hard for you to buy this and share it with other people. You know, if you buy one for your household, then there's not enough to have you and your daughter or sisters put it together. You would have to buy a separate kit or buy those dies separately.
Or if you mess it up on accident. I actually had an SCT event. I messed up one of the cards, but thank goodness we had the die because we cranked out really quick. Got a few more pieces of paper and I was able to complete the card. But for the Tailored Expressions event, if you accidentally messed up a part that may just have a pre-cut paper piece, like that's kind of it, unfortunately. So just a thought.
Right. We will let you know. Hopefully the event, after we're done with it, we can be like, you know what? We were wrong. This was a really wonderful event. And we're hoping that happens. But our impressions at the moment are kind of like, huh? Yeah, that's where we're at right now. Also, Tailored Expressions has a little bit more of a cutesy card vibe. So if you're going for artsy or just lovely, beautiful, this is a different style. So the style is not normally what I gravitate towards. I'm hoping, I have high hopes. The level of my hope is a lot higher than what I have seen so far, but I could be wrong. And we'll let you know if that's the case. Plus, after the event, we will share some of our projects on our blog. One of our return events from last year that we had a big learning experience with was Spellbinders. It was a really good value last year, though. Like, oh, I'll probably do it again. So this year, they made an announcement just last week that they are doing the event this year, the Weekender event. And they've actually lowered the price. Last year, it was $199 for the class. This year, it's only $149. From the announcement, it seems like they've kind of improved on things a bit. It's a themed event, and the box matches the theme, so yay. It's a Italian getaway countryside theme. So the box is beautiful, blues and yellow, Mediterranean vibe. I'm super excited about it. I wasn't sure we were going to do it, but with the lower price point and the advertising on the theme a little bit, I think we're definitely going to be there. So that one is May 30th and 31st. They actually haven't opened registration yet, so they've just announced it. You will be able to sign up sometime in the middle of April. Some scrapbook stores are pre-selling, taking pre-orders. And one of the things I love about the Spellbinders event is that these local scrapbook stores will hold events. So not only do they sell the kit, but they'll hold events and gatherings for people who bought the kits to put it together. And so they watch the videos and everyone has their own supplies and tables. But you're in a group with, you know, 5 to 20 people doing the same thing. And what a sense of community. So I wish we had a scrapbook store like that nearby. But if you do, then you win. I would highly recommend this. Plus, to get to know crafty friends in your area. I just found a crafty friend in my town and I'm so excited. And her daughters are my daughter's age. So yay. It's a win. So totally sign up for this. One of the other things that really sold me on this class is JC Gaspar is teaching one of the classes. And so anytime you can take a class from JC, I highly recommend it. He is an amazing artist who truly studies the craft, the art of it, and studied drawing. And then he spends hours out in his garden, like how does the light hit the flowers? What are the real color of the leaves? And how does the shading work? And taking a class from him last year at Concord or Ninth Summer Camp really improved our shading skills, blew our minds. I was like, I didn't know I could make flowers that beautiful. Yeah, I fangirl on JC. I'm not the only one though.
I think it's also, he's a new crafter in the industry and he started crafting in the year 2020. Brings this new element of artistic perspective to the crafting world. And I love it. So I just definitely feel improved after. I'm like, oh wow, like I learned a new technique. That's really cool. Yeah.
It just makes it worth your time and your money at $149, like super worth it. I'm sure the value of the kit they said is well over $200, and that's just the actual cost of the products. But you're getting the sizzle with it. You're getting that wow and that experience.
It's got a nice. They did announce that they're doing a Halloween themed event or a Halloween theme advent calendar for the first time ever. And they will release more information when it becomes available. So stay tuned on their socials for that.
Sweet. Okay. Our next event of the year is Alta News Secret Garden Retreat. So this was another kind of expensive one. It's still available to buy. The price is $500. When you signed up earlier, it was closer to $300. I didn't sign up with Jennifer McGuire's discount code, so I didn't quite get the lowest price. But if you signed up, we will see you there. We're excited about that. Alta New has very beautiful artwork, and they do lots of florals and landscapes and beautiful colors. So we're super excited. The images that they've released for this camp are just lovely. I like everything they sell. I love Alta New. I love buying their kits. So I'm excited to take this class. The Alta New actually has a lot of online classes. They are very heavy into teaching. They have a program where you can sign up to learn how to be a better crafter, and they actually test you and, you know, make sure you're good enough to advance to the next level. It's not a, oh, give me your money and here's a certificate. Like, they really care about helping people be better crafters and improving their artistic skills. So I appreciate that about Alta New and like supporting them. I think they represent good things. So their class is May 31st and June 1st. And we're super excited. They have great presenters too. I think JC is presenting.
Yep, also doing, there is overlap.
Oh, yeah. But oh my goodness, poor JC. Okay. Yeah. So Spellbinders is May 30th and 31st, which must be a Friday, Saturday. And then the Alta New is May 31st and June 1st. I think JC is teaching at both of those. We signed up for both. It's going to be tough. Thankfully, for all of these events, all these classes are recorded. You can go back and access them anytime you want. If you want to, like, wait, how did they do that interactive card? You can watch the video over and over until you get it. We will just have to plan our day very carefully. It's going to be a fun challenge. Bring it on. We're there. So presenting at Alta New, they have Christina Werner, Giannis Makula, Don Walslegel, I think that's how you say it. And then Mindy Egan, who's great at blending, and Tasmin Ahmed, who is the co-founder of Alta New. So great industry leaders, cool classes. I hope the value is worth it. We'll see. We haven't got our kit for that, so who knows? It looks beautiful, though. My realistic expectations are pretty close to what I hope for that. Okay, and then our final virtual event for the season that has been announced so far is the Concord or Ninth Summer Camp. So for the last 3 years, we have attended this, and it has been our crafting event of the year. We love it. It's fun. The projects are beautiful and challenging. At the same time, it improves us as crafters, at the same time being accessible. What I love about the Concord or Ninth is they'll show you a pre-recorded video showing you how to make each project. They also give you a booklet detailing instructions and exact die cuts. And then during the camp, after the video, they'll walk you through it again live. So it gives you a lot of opportunity to finish all your projects during the event time frame, even while having other people at the same time. Last year, we had three people sharing the same kit, you know, watching together, and we got almost all of the projects done during the given time frames. Super happy about that. I still have them hanging up. They were that pretty. I just loved them. And made me feel good. I'm like, wow, this is great. Throughout the year, we're like, oh, I want to use that technique again. We upped our crafting level. Yeah. Yeah, it was like 0.5 skill level went up, something, whatever it is, it went up. So sign up just started for the Concord or Ninth Summer Camp. It's like $330. So the price went up a few dollars this year, but there's a lot of bang for your buck that you get. There's a lot of sizzle. It's also a good value for the product. So about the same as retail, but the sizzle is really good.
It's a nice steak.
It's a nice steak. Yeah, it's very satisfying. I come away like, I'm so glad I participated. There isn't one Concord or Ninth event that I've done where I'm like, yeah, I don't know, it wasn't quite worth it. I always feel like, I am so glad I signed up. And and participated. And we're hoping that that's the case for all these other companies. And we're grateful to be a part of the industry. And if you see us there in the chat, I'll be posting probably as Terry Hawks. We'll be there. And then we'll post about it on our blog after. So we'd love to hear from you and share these experiences with you.
Well, and if it's not under Terry Hawks in the chat, it will be our Craft Theories podcast YouTube. So it'll have our Craft Theories image. So you can look out for us in the chat. Before we go, Terry, what have you been working on?
The only thing I'm working on now, there's nothing else. I am only prepping for events and working on alternative cards. So actually, we just completed some really cute alternatives from the Scrapbook and Cards Today magazine. We're going to post those on our blog soon. But they were adorable. I loved those products. It just made it easy to make beautiful finished products. It's a lot of fun. What are you working on, Savannah?
The alternatives for the events. I actually just did an alternative shaker card that we'll post on our blog from Scrapbook and Cards Today. And this is like my second time making a shaker card. And I did everything absolutely backwards. I had to redo a couple of times. But at the very end, just know when you look at this card, there was a lot of effort. And a lot of redos at the Scrapbook and Cards Today event. We talked about the first one is always the pancake. Like whenever you make pancakes, the first one never turns out. This, I had a few that didn't turn out, but I did make it. That's what I've been working on. The same card over and over again. It's just the one. It's done though. I did it. And I'm moving on.
So now we're prepping for the Conquer the Ninth event. Then it'll be Tailored Expressions. These are coming hot and heavy. We're excited. This is a lot of fun and a good challenge.
We'll be posting the alternatives on our blog and also be posting them on our social media, which can be found Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest at Craft Theories Podcast. You can also check out our blog on our website, crafttheories.com.
If you would like to receive a handmade card from us or two, you can check out our Patreon. It's the best out there. Every month you'll get a handmade card or two. They're adorable. We love making them. Thanks for listening, and we hope to catch you at some of these events or check out our blog. Thanks.
See you later.
I got a microphone. Yeah, I got a microphone. Whoa, I got a microphone. Yeah, Craft Theories.
This has been a Citrus Media production.